How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is the 23rd of August, 2021, and I welcome you guys once again. Glad that you're here. It's been a pretty busy week. Kids went back to school last week, and so I've got a kindergartner and a second grader, and man, let me tell you this. Last week was an interesting week because, like I said, the kids went back to school and we've had to adjust our schedules and figure out, you know, how to get to the school on time and what time we need to leave and all of that stuff. You know, just making sure that we're prepared and getting them there on time for a 7 o'clock entry, which means that we've got to leave our house at 6:30 if we don't want to be stuck in the drop-off line, which means that I've got to get myself up at 4:30 so that I have some quiet time and be able to read my Bible and pray and stretch and do all those things before we wake them up at 5:45. So you're talking about a complete overhaul to our life since we've been in this pandemic, and the kids have been with us since April, March of 2020, right? And so we made it. We actually managed to make it. And I mean, not to sound surprised at all, but there definitely was some planning and some adjustments that we thought ahead of time so that we could do the things that we need to do. So I've been putting myself in bed by as early as 10:07 last week. And I think as late as 11:30, my goal is no later than 10:30 to get myself into bed so I could get up early and take care of myself and take care of my family. And it's worked out pretty well. You know, my kid got one of them, actually both of them got team captains. So which means that they behaved themselves in class and they were helpful and you know, just following instructions and doing what I expected them to do when they go to the schoolhouse. So it's, you know, it's been a pretty interesting week. I got an opportunity to talk to some CASA volunteers on another fatherhood panel about the importance of fathers and the bias that may show up against fathers when they're dealing with systems. You know, so a very, very productive week. Now, if you guys recall, the past 3 weeks, I've been reading from the Book of Wisdom, also known as Proverbs, written by Solomon, most of which was written by Solomon, right? And we touched on Proverbs 1, and then we touched on chapters 2 and 3, and then also the fourth chapter, and really thinking about what is wisdom. Why do we need wisdom? And what does wisdom produce? And what does the lack of wisdom produce in our lives? What is wisdom? Why do we need wisdom? What does it produce when we have it? And when we lack it, what also is produced? You know, and we can go on in the book of Proverbs, and we can see all of those things, like what it is. It's the application of the knowledge that we have, right? So we get some knowledge, we read some books, and if we truly understand what it is that we've read, then we know how to put it, we know how to apply it, right? Or we can teach it to somebody else because we've taken it on. And we understand that when the wisdom that the book of Proverbs speaks about, it really speaks about the wisdom that comes from our connection to the Most High and the relationship that we have with Him. And when we have a strong relationship with Him, then the access to wisdom is freely granted to us, and we can move and operate in this world. But when we're disconnected from Him, then the opposite is true. Then we might have some wisdom that is connected to this world or man's wisdom, so to speak. But that doesn't often doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best thing for us, right? And so, you know, as I'm thinking about, you know, this idea of wisdom, it really leads me to thinking about motivation. And motivation is the reason that we decide to do something. It's the reason for acting. It's why we behave in a particular way. It's our desire or willingness that someone or something possesses in order to make this thing happen, right? So that can either come from the inside, intrinsic, right? It's like it feels good for me to exercise because I can move my body, right? And so that's something that's happening on the inside of me. I don't need a reward to make me want to do something. Now, the rewarding is something that's extrinsic. And many of us are moved by that extrinsic type of motivation. Take, for instance, I mentioned that one of my kids, or both my kids, were team captains. One of them really likes being team captain and had a hard time being happy for his sibling who got team captain when he didn't get team captain. And so he's extrinsically motivated to do well in school because he knows that there's something that comes with being a team captain, and they get like a little prize or something like that. So he's motivated in that way. Many people are, me not so much, but it happens, right? And it's not to say that it's right or wrong. It's just who he is as a person. And then there's also like some people are motivated by family. So the things that they do because of their family and for their family. And that's often where parents lie, and fathers in particular, when we think about, when we ask fathers, well, what's their role? And immediately we're going to go to protection, right? Or excuse me, to provision, because they want to be, they're doing all the things that they do for their family. And if they're unable to do it the way that they desire to do it, then that can impact them on so many different levels. And I'm sure you guys are aware of that. Now, you know, as we're thinking about, okay, if wisdom must be connected to the Most High, then the reason why we do something, I think, also has to be connected to the understanding and the relationship that we have with the Most High. All right, if we look in Jeremiah in chapter 17, it talks about the heart being deceitful and desperately wicked, and who can search it out? Only the Most High knows our hearts, because he is the one that created us, right? And so when we think about like all the different things that we've seen that are going on in this world, and there's so much negativity that's connected to it, then we've got to ask ourselves, well, what is motivating what's happening right now? Why is this person behaving in this particular way? Why is this system behaving in this way? Why is this organization behaving in this way? Like, what's really driving what's going on? Lots of times you hear people say, well, if you want to understand what someone is connected to, just look to where they're spending their money, right? Where they put their money is the thing that they love. And so when we think about that idea of like what our motivations are about, and if our heart is can't often be trusted, if it's not connected to the Most High, then why are we doing some of the things that we do? Or why don't we do some of the things that we should be doing? And lots of times we can connect it to fear of pain, right? So we're doing things because we don't want to experience some form of pain. So in the instance of fathers might overwork themselves and work 4 or 5 jobs to make sure that they're providing, because they're afraid that their family might be without. And so they don't want the pain of whatever comes with not being able to provide for their family. but also we can be driven by our pleasures and the things that we want. So we do certain things because we want to experience the goodness that might come with it. Whether that goodness is right for us or not, it might be why we're doing it. And so what I really want us to think about is, how can we truly make sure that the reason that we're choosing to operate in a certain way, or the reason that we are choosing to do something, really comes from a pure place in our hearts, and really, really begin to search that thing out and spend some time with ourselves to get to a level of understanding of who we are. And if we gain access to whatever it is that we are attempting to do, and understanding why we're doing it, and if it's pure, then we'll make sure that we're not hurting the folks that are around us or hurting the community around us. All right, we can think back in history, right, where slavery had taken place, right, and now it's been gone for so long, but we're still dealing with the repercussions of that, because some folks' motivation was money and power and greed and all the different things that came along at that time period at the expense of a whole group of people. And now we're beginning to see the ramifications of that playing out in this time period. And slavery ended so long ago, but it's still around, you know. And so I said all that to say is, like, when we're thinking about why we want something and how we go about getting it, that we make sure that it's coming from a pure place that's connected to us authentically. Like we're truly connected to it, because it serves a purpose in our lives that is going to leave us in a space of doing well, walking in love, walking in peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, humility, all those things, right, that's talked about in the text when it comes to the Spirit. Because if not, if our motivation is not motivated by a loving Creator, then we're going to see a lot of hatefulness and deceit and murder and, you know, not treating people well, like all of those things that we can look around and see that's happening right now. Division. Like if I hear one more or see one more thing about whether or not somebody is vaccinated or not, and it's your fault because you did or you didn't do this and this, that, and the other, like all of the stuff that's connected to that, that's wrapped up into that, like, what is that about? Like, if you feel the need to blast out that everybody needs to be vaccinated because you're vaccinated and it's somebody's fault because they didn't get vaccinated, then really check your heart and understand, like, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You know, and if somebody is unvaccinated and they choose to not be vaccinated, like, you don't have to project onto other people, well, because you got vaccinated, blah, 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 right? Like, what are you afraid of? Because at the end of the day, we all have an opportunity to make choices in our lives. And those choices will either benefit us and benefit others, or they can harm us and harm others. So let's just allow for people to make the choices that they need to make, the choice that they need to make that are the best for them, based on the experience that they might be having in this life, because none of us truly understands what anybody else is going through. We all have our own experience. We all have our own motivations and reasons for doing things. And that's fine. But once we begin to understand what's going on with us on the inside, then we can start to really have some meaningful and valuable conversations with other people to understand where they're coming from. And when we can understand where someone else is coming from, and they can understand where we're coming from, whether we agree or not, it puts us in a position to being able to have unity. And so I hope that when we think about who we are as people, that our motivation is that we do more good in this world than we do harm. And that doesn't mean that we're always going to agree. We can agree to disagree, but we do more good than we do harm, and we walk in unity. And the easiest way for us to get to unity is to make sure that we are connected to something that is higher and greater than us, having a connection to the Most High, because that is the best way to make sure that our heart is pure and our motivations are pure. Because if not, we leave it up to ourselves and our deceitful hearts, then we're going to get all the stuff that we continue to see in this world. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listen in on today. If you found value in this, I would ask that you share with others. If you've got thoughts, if you've got questions, feel free to reach out. You can connect with me at afatherheard.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I value each and every one of you taking the time to listen in each and every week as I share just a little bit about what's been on my mind, what's been laid on my heart to share with you all. And I hope that you have peace and blessings throughout the rest of this week in your lifetime. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Be easy.